Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. Travis Ryer back with you live on a Wednesday afternoon. Lunchtime for a lot of you folks. Checking out maybe some subs, maybe a little pizza. Maybe you're healthier. Maybe you go for the salad option. Maybe they've got that wing special. A lot of places got that wing special. Now you get the six wings, chips. You notice that? A lot of places aren't even doing fries anymore. They give you chips with the wings. No drink, $14.95. There you go. That'll get you through lunch. But kind of a random edition of Talking Tide under the Ryer on YouTube umbrella as we talk some Bama football with you. Had a show Monday night with Chase Goodbread, my co-host, typically on Talking Tide. Of course, Chase, sports columnist for the Tuscaloosa News. So we were able to talk about the news of the day for Monday, which was the reports that Ty Simpson had been named starting quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide, the successor to Jalen Milroe. I wanted to go a little more in depth with that. We heard from Ryan Grubb yesterday. Post-practice. So what I'm going to do, this is going to be kind of what Grubb said and what we think it means. Remember, we used to do the what Saban said and what we think it means. But we're going to do Ryan Grubb because I enjoy hearing from Ryan Grubb. The more I hear from him, the more I enjoy it. I think his opening remarks yesterday were just so perfect for the situation, given that it had gotten out there that Ty Simpson was, in fact, number one on the depth chart. Wasn't a huge surprise. I mean, we had heard from Ryan Grubb himself, even Kalen DeBoer, that things were trending very much that way, and that if Alabama had played even back in the spring, it would have been Ty. Going into fall camp, that continued to be sort of the narrative. But you go into a first scrimmage like last Saturday, and you still got to answer a few questions. And so we'll hear from Ryan Grubb, then we'll give you our thoughts on his thoughts. Is that enough thoughts for you on a Wednesday? What about our guy, Tex Tider? Tex, he's committed. He's a real one. And Tex will also remind you, he does a good job of this as well. If you haven't subscribed to Ryer on YouTube, good time to go ahead and do that right now. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops right here on Ryer on YouTube. And also a thumbs up. Thumbs up would help us out a good bit as well. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring up Ryan Grubb right now. Let's see here. Let's see what we can do. Yeah. Your one-stop shop for production, direction, content, all those things. So here's Ryan Grubb. Let's get some comments from the Bama OC as we move through this.
Oh, I didn't know about the opening statement. Hey, guys, Ty Simpson's our starter. How's that?
Love it. I love it. Short, succinct, fun, relatable. He is officially on my have a beer with list. I have sort of this in my head. I keep it mostly. I don't know. Maybe you have something similar. Yeah, you've heard the list before. You know, foursome for golf. Who would you most like to have dinner with? You know, your dream sort of dinner guest, those type of things. I have a beer with list. And I have officially designated Ryan Grubb on that list. And I've, you know, got a few others on there. Some of them are more along the lines of maybe sports commentators like Bill Rafferty for hoops. I mean, I don't know if I would be able to stay above the table. I might get put under the table with Raf when you hear about the accounts of having a beer or something else with Bill Rafferty. But that type of list, you know, people that you know, kind of come off in a way that you think, hey, this would be all right to maybe have an Arnold Palmer or a vodka or a cold beer with. I think Ryan Grubb, he's that kind of dude. He kind of comes off that way. Doesn't come off as the smartest guy in the room. Doesn't seem to take himself too seriously. You know what I'm saying, right? That's the kind of list I'm talking about when I hear Ryan Grubb talk, and Matt Howell checking in here too on the live chat. And you're welcome to jump in with comments and thoughts of your own as well. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with this. And there he says it. You know, Ty Simpson is the starter. Again, no huge surprise there. Ty basically had to stay on his feet in fall camp. And he was able to not only do that, but by what we're going to hear as we move through this, he's continued to make strides. There we go. We're going to go back to Ryan real quick right here.
Okay, let her ride. What do we got?
Yeah, let her rock.
There we go. Good follow-up. Ty did a really nice job of, you know, taking care of the football. I think number one, like, I think Ty is an incredible playmaker on the move. And I think from there, guys like that, you worry, are they going to be able to train themselves to be able to take care of the football? And I just – even the room in general, Ty led that charge. But Ty didn't throw any picks last week. He's thrown one all camp. We've thrown like four total this camp, and this spring, I think at this time we had thrown like 15. So I think in general, the guys are understanding the concepts and control of the offense a lot better as a room, and Ty was the best at that. And so his ability to command and create out of the pocket, I thought was the best, make great decisions. And yeah, he's just much cleaner on some of the things that you expect an older quarterback to be able to do.
You like that. You like hearing that from Ryan Grubb. Because I think it goes forgotten maybe sometimes that Ty Simpson is very much a guy who can extend and move outside the pocket and create plays with his athleticism, because you're going from an athlete like Jalen Milroe at the position. It's easy to sort of look at Ty and think, it's going to be a drop off, right? It's going to be like going from Jalen Hurts to maybe more along the lines of Tua. You know, Tua wasn't a great athlete. He certainly wasn't athletic along the lines of Ty Simpson. But you get the gist of what I'm talking about here. And Alabama's not really going that far away from a dual threat. Ty said it himself. He thinks of himself as more of a dual threat than just a pure pocket guy. So to hear Grubb talk about the decision-making, it's not just about what he does from the pocket. It's what he does once he breaks the pocket. You know, there are a lot of bad decisions that get made on extended plays. Guys don't find, you know, their open receivers on the move. Guys find them too late and make mistakes in the middle of the field a lot of times when they break the pocket. And then, you know, it can happen a couple different ways. So good to hear that from Ryan Grubb, and a reminder that this guy isn't a Redwood. He's not going to be statuesque. Now, do I think Grubb is going to dial up 10-plus designed quarterback runs a game? No. But he's also going to be able to do some things schematically by design even that are going to help Ty Simpson in terms of protection and keeping him protected. He's not going to ask those offensive tackles 40 times a game, okay, we're going to sit him right in the pocket and we're going to have to get it done in pass protection. I think schematically and in terms of concepts, you're going to be able to do some things with Ty Simpson that's going to help your protection and also help your run game. You're not going to be as predictable in red zone, maybe some short yardage, because you'll be comfortable with Ty Simpson going back to decision-making, not just being related to the passing game, but maybe zone read. You're asking him to actually read that. It's not predetermined, and you've got a 4th-and-2. You know, if they're blowing you up off an edge against sort of a zone run, he's got to see that. He's got to make the right decision and sometimes keep the football to get you what you need in those situations. There's more from our freshly minted have a beer with candidate, Ryan Grubb.
Interceptions. Are you still seeing the quarterbacks and Ty specifically push the ball down the field in fall camp?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Let's see. I mean, I don't know what today was, but we'd had 6 practices in a row where we hit our explosive number. So we've certainly been able to get the ball down the field, which is great because I think our defense does a good job of trying to limit those, which was a lot better. I don't know if we had 5 days of that all of spring. So six in a row, I think we had 8 out of 10 practices. So we're rolling a little bit.
Brian, what was the message to you, Austin and Keelan when, I guess, moving forward?
Love hearing that. That, I love the question because it's right in line with what we talked about here Monday night with Chase Goodbread. When we talked about how taking care of the football had been a real attribute for not just Ty Simpson, but Austin Mack and Keelan Russell. And what I said on Monday night was what I just got the answer to. Monday night here on the show, I said, yeah, you know, you like hearing the take care of the football narrative, but what you wonder is what you want the follow-up to be, and you just got it yesterday, is what about the explosive plays? Are you still driving it, pushing it down the field? And Ryan Grubb just gave you the numbers for that, and that'll work. So if you're taking care of the football, but not at the sacrifice of being able to hit intermediate to deeper throws, especially with the personnel Ty Simpson has to work with on the outside with Ryan, obviously, and Jeremy Bernard and Isaiah Horton, Rico Scott, Cole Adams coming back off an injury. That's a really positive nugget right there that you want to hear if you're an Alabama fan. More from Ryan Grubb.
Well, I think for those guys, they have to continue to progress. I think that for quarterbacks in general, any position is tough, but the development of a quarterback to continue to move forward during a season, I think, is the toughest thing. Like that's the thing. Like, you have to find ways to generate, both coaching staff wise, to create looks and opportunities that those guys don't just pause. Young quarterbacks are really talented, like Austin and Keelan. What you don't want is that the starters named and all this improvement that they've been making to this point just comes to a screeching halt. So that part they totally understood. I know they're up to the task, and I think there's a huge part of that is just the relationships and the bond that's been built in that room. You know, I told the guys, I thought one of the things that stood out to me the most about that room was there never was this feeling of somebody conceding. So like, oh, Ty's going to be the guy. There was never an approach by any of the three guys that it was like, it's him or him. At the same time, it was all organic. Guys were able to focus on their job and just be the best quarterback they can be. And I think that they all developed because of the type of room that we have. So tip of the cap to those guys. I don't think that's coaching. I think that's just the guys doing a really good job of just focusing on themselves. And, you know, I think Austin and Keelan will be up to that.
That's what you want to hear also in terms of the guys that didn't come out on top in that competition for the starting job. And Grubb nails it. Once again, engagement. You got to keep your two and your three engaged because the potential is there for this football team to play in excess of 15 games. And you think about the potential for needing more than your starter. Now, Alabama historically has been pretty good about that, pretty fortunate, I guess, in some ways. They've been able to, a lot of years, go wire to wire with their starter, but they haven't encountered or navigated seasons potentially as long as this one could be either. So, you know, and look, I think it also helps that your three guys are essentially this staff's guys. Ty, interesting part is, wasn't recruited by these guys. So, you know, he's a little bit of the outsider, but he has such an advantage in terms of maturity and time in a program in general at this level, and at least a system before Kalen DeBoer that was pro in concepts and asked some of the same things. It wasn't like, you know, Ty went from a Gus Malzahn system and then tried to plug into a system like this one that's going to ask you to go under center or huddle or no plays that are more than maybe a number, you know, those type of things, elongated terminology, potentially those type of things. There was some relativity there, I guess you could say, in going from one from the other, but you absolutely, just like any other position, you want to keep guys engaged because it is a long season. And even if a guy's a two or a three, you know, the potential is there to need your second or maybe even your third guy as you go through a season. And I think back to a guy like AJ McCarron. I don't think he went into his true freshman season as maybe the number two. And as that season played out, we didn't really see him in game action. He was, a lot of people thought he was behind Star Jackson that entire season. But really, by the end of the season, he had made that move to number two. So that competition for 2-3 will continue. And look, that's why this scrimmage coming up is huge. It's huge for Austin Mack and Keelan Russell. You know, I mean, this is still pretty open-ended, it sounds like, in terms of how that's going to shake out. So more so than, say, Ty Simpson this week, I would be surprised if Ty is a big, big part of this scrimmage coming up. But I think for the two and the three, yeah, it's an absolute big, big final scrimmage. They're all big, though. Look, these staffs, they chart everything over the course of a camp. So we always circle scrimmages and say, oh, you know, it's all going to come down to the scrimmage. Yeah. Now, a scrimmage is the closest thing you can get to simulating an actual game. So I understand it takes on additional importance, but you're doing teamwork. You're doing 11 on 11 throughout the week, throughout the other practices. And so there's a lot more that goes into it. But yeah, I think you can tell a lot by how a guy handles it. And also what you're going to find out is how all these guys handle this news. How does Ty continue to carry himself now that he is entrenched as the starter? How does Russell and Mack respond? But here's the thing about that. I don't think those guys are probably necessarily thrilled about it. You probably don't want them to be, but the reps, I'm sure, have told them the story, right? If you're wondering about where you're at in a situation like this, your reps will tell you plenty. They will absolutely tell you plenty. More from Ryan Grubb.
Have you decided upon number two yet?
Nope. We're still working through all that. Those guys will continue to rep. I think you'd be pigeonholing yourself a little bit on reps and opportunity for both those guys to get better.
Ty gets the job. It's announced to the team. What's your message to him after that?
Just don't change anything. You know, like, we still got a lot of stuff to clean up. Remember what got you the job, the things that, you know, you're a challenge to improve on after spring and that you did do to this point in camp. Nothing has to change. So I think he's just got to keep improving on the things that he knows he has to work on. And this is just, you know, it's announcement. It's a starting point. You know, if you have any kind of finality to this announcement, whether you're the backup or the starter, I think, you know, they're going to rob themselves of some really good opportunities.
That goes back to what we just talked about, how each of these guys handle this moving forward. And if you're Ty, you can't allow your confirmation in terms of the status as the starting quarterback at Alabama change what you've done or who you are, especially in terms of your ability to lead and your relatability and your authenticity, because guys sniff that out from a mile away. And we've seen it. You know, it can be a problem for some folks. We've seen it with the head coach at Alabama. We've seen some head coaches at Alabama. They were fine until, well, maybe Mike Price was wilding in the Palouse. I don't know. But they get that mantle of head coach at Alabama and kind of go against everything that got them to that point. So just keep doing what you're doing if you're Ty Simpson. More importantly, be the person that has helped you win this job, because that is factored heavily into it. Because your teammates will sniff it out if you don't. And if you've been a first to the facility guy to this point, well, you still got to be the first to the facility. If you're last to leave Larry, you got to be last to leave Larry. You know, that can't change. So yeah, that's the sort of angle you would expect Ryan Grubb to come from. And let's hear more from him right now.
What was the team's response to Ty being the starter?
Supportive. I think, you know, the guys have been supportive, all three guys, but certainly Ty's shown the most leadership and command. So I don't think anybody was caught off guard by that. But I thought, you know, we did a good job as a coaching staff. I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but trying to let it play its course and make sure the team saw Ty earn it. You know, I think that's important for Ty too, that he can come out there and his teammates know that he went and earned that spot. And they've been great, offense and defense.
You know what else I like about Ryan Grubb too is Ryan Grubb's a guy who's coming down from the NFL. And so we talk about how these other quarterbacks respond to not winning the job. You're interested to see if they stay engaged. You know, do they still bring it day in and day out and practice in and practice out? Kind of wondered the same thing about Ryan Grubb. Guy had ascended to an offensive coordinator position in the National Football League with the Seattle Seahawks. Does one season and he's out. And in some instances, there are guys that would come down to college and you'd almost get the sense, yeah, I'm here, but not totally invested, you know, kind of would rather be maybe somewhere else a little bit. I'm not saying that was Bill O'Brien, but that sort of dynamic, right? Bill O'Brien was kind of that guy too. Kind of having to check your ego and those things in at the door, but it is still the offensive coordinator position at the University of Alabama. So you can talk about 32 NFL teams. I can tell you at least one NFL team or a couple that you're probably carrying a little more, holding a little more water as the offensive coordinator at Alabama than you are at least a couple of coordinator positions around the National Football League. So I like that. I like the energy he's brought in terms of you see him out at practice. He's doing things with different positions. He's helping create scenarios and drills, you know, create tighter passing windows for the quarterbacks and the receivers that we've seen him do on the practice field to this point. So if you were wondering about Ryan Grubb, if he was still going to be fully bought in to coming down to college, well, as we said earlier, this is still Alabama, and we have seen no signs of that from Ryan Grubb, either in his comments or what you see from him on the practice field. More from Grubb here.
Ty's pretty fiery. He's a pretty fiery guy. I've really been impressed how he's been able to kind of calm that. I always thought I was wildly impressed in my time with Geno Smith. He's a fiery competitor as well. But I always told Ty, like, Geno's ability to get back to room temperature quickly and be able to process and be an elite quarterback was something that I was always just amazed by. And I told Ty, you know, that's what you got to be, is a guy that can have composure and realize there's different times that, you know, release points. You score a touchdown, you want to go crazy, right? But up to then, you just got to be a smooth operator.
That's going to be interesting because, you know, it's going to be a highly juiced situation that Ty Simpson makes his debut as the Alabama starter in Tallahassee on August the 30th. It's not a home game against Western Carolina. You're on the road, high magnitude situation, big stage. Love that Ty Simpson is the competitor that he is. And the analogy to Geno Smith is very interesting and I'm sure helpful. That being said, Geno Smith may have struggled with that earlier in his NFL career when he was 22, 23 years old. I'm not sure, but the Geno Smith that Ryan Grubb worked with, how old's Geno Smith now? 31, 32 years old? Gotta be, right? Been around for a while now. So that has allowed him some time to maybe get to that point. It'll be interesting. You won't really know, I don't think, until Ty's in that situation. And it is a different situation for a first-time starter in the last 20 years or so for an Alabama quarterback, because you are going to be in a true road environment against legitimate Power 4 competition. More from Grubb.
You got to watch a lot of Ty's film, I assume, from last year and previous years.
Yep.
Where do you think he's made the biggest growth, and where do you still sort of want to see him continue to grow?
I would say poise and decision-making. I think that his eyes would drop and he would give up on stuff really, really quickly because he is so athletic and can move. And now I just feel like, you know, he's very poised back there. I think anytime you have a guy that can balance those two things, be an explosive athlete out of the pocket, but also know that he doesn't have to do it every time, I think that's the thing you love to see out of a guy like Ty.
You know, that's going to go back to the guys in front of him too. And is Will Conformby trustworthy? Is Caden Proctor trustworthy? Your interior guys, you know, you're mixing and matching a little bit right now with Jaden Roberts out. So, you know, that's where Parker Brailsford can absolutely help too, because you shouldn't have to ask Ty in terms of protections and identifying fronts to do as much because you have a veteran in this very offense in Parker Brailsford who has worked with Ryan Grubb. Now, obviously, it was Nick Sheridan last year. So you can help alleviate maybe some anxiety if you feel like you need to. Maybe Ty handles it all, right? But that's where a Parker Brailsford can be very beneficial to you at the center position. And again, though, I mean, Ty's got to trust his guys. He's got to trust his protection. As Grubb said, athletic guys, if they don't, they quickly revert to ditch, and they do it pretty quickly. They don't get to the second or third guy. And with this supporting cast, I'm sure for Ryan Grubb, the mantra and the continuing messaging entails stay in there, trust it, get to your first, second, third guys, because there are a lot of weapons around him. I think some of the comparisons have been to Mac Jones in 2000. I'm not ready to, 2020. I'm not ready to say that these three receivers, even with Ryan Williams, are Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, 2020. John Mechie nearly had 1,000 yards in 2020, and that was only 13 games. And then people forget Jaylen Waddle was in that trio. Got hurt about halfway through the season against Tennessee, remember? And you still lit it up with Mac Jones. He had Najee Harris at running back. That didn't hurt. I don't know if, you know, Jam Miller, by all accounts, having a tremendous camp. Not sure if he's going to be that guy. But supporting cast, let's try to the path to championships for this offense are going to entail, first and foremost, Ty being protected well enough that he can get the ball to those guys, and then also trusting that it's going to happen on a play-in and play-out basis.
I threw Kalen Russell into the fire. I mean, immediately as a freshman, put him in a quarterback battle and things like that. What have you seen from Kalen as he kind of approached the pressure of a quarterback battle almost immediately on his arrival here? And how have you seen him grow?
You know, Coach Sheridan and, you know, Coach DeBoer did a phenomenal job recruiting Key. And, you know, I thought their assessment when I got here was spot on, that he's a very composed player for a young player. And even when it's not perfect and things aren't going Key's way, I think he's able to just slow the game down. And I think that that's something that's, you know, somewhat innate that he can just do. And so I think when you can build and then you continue to build on the knowledge base and understanding of the system, he'll just keep getting better. So he's a really, really calm, excellent player with great vision.
It's a good situation for this quarterback room, again, because you like all three if you're this coaching staff. I mean, there's some places around the league. Florida may be going with a true freshman as its backup. Now, you know, maybe the guy, Tramell Jones, I believe it is, at Florida, maybe he's been just that good. But I tend to think that they don't really have another quarterback they truly like behind DJ Lagway. And there may be some relatability from Lagway more to the next guy if they go this route. Not sure they will. Point being, I think Alabama feels great about its room in general. And, you know, this is a situation where you don't rush Kalen Russell, which can certainly be beneficial. He can learn and progress at a reasonable rate. And if you need him at some point down the road, you know, he can be ready to do that. I think that can be a positive for everybody involved.
Dive in the quick game, just making the right reads with the underneath stuff.
You know, today specifically, I thought, you know, we had some sequencing stuff where we're lining up in second and extra long or second and long and trying to get a first down with three downs. And quick game showed up in those scenarios, and he hit every one of them. So I was really impressed, you know, just his ability to get the ball out, make decisive decisions, have his eyes in the right spot. And a lot of times quick game just comes down to that, as being decisive and making sure you're reading the right spot.
Chase Goodbread asking about the quick game. We've talked about the quick game a lot here on the channel, and going from Jalen Milroe to Ty Simpson, and perhaps it being more a part of what this offense under Ryan Grubb will be able to execute with greater frequency and results, positive results. So I like the question from Chase. I like the answer from Ryan Grubb and that it's something that they have focused on. Now, he didn't get very specific in terms of how they're doing it. Could just be get the ball out quickly, incorporate those tight ends, Josh Cuevas, some of those other guys when you need 3 yards, 4 yards, or maybe it is the flats and getting it out quick to the perimeter and allowing those playmakers to do their thing. So like the timing of that with good bread as well. That's going to do it for the latest edition of Talking Tide. Appreciate all of you tuning in here. The comments have been popping. Scott Jackson here says, enjoy this guy while we still have him, talking about Ryan Grubb. He'll be mentioned as a candidate for every head coach opening that folks can imagine from here on out. Well, wouldn't be a surprise, Scott. Again, though, thank you for tuning in right here to Talking Tide on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Do it again real soon. We're going to have our SEC show tonight with Brent Beard. So check that out on Wednesday night live right here on Ryer on YouTube. Till then, so long, everybody.